Bavakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavakama Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Testament base at the Mishnah. Ketzad Mashal Mashananis, Achla Mitrich HaRchava, Mashal Mashananis, Mitzad HaRchava, Mashal Mashahivika. The Mishnah says, what's the case in which the owner pays a benefit? It's if it ate from Rechava, which is a public area, public square. If it ate from the side of the Rechava, he pays the damage. If it ate from the entrance to a store, he pays what it benefited. If it ate from the inside the store, then he pays the damage. And the Gemara says, Rabama Akma Savara Va'achla Mishalem Ma Shehezika. Rab says that if it bent its neck and ate, it pays what it damaged. V'hataninan Mepesach HaChanus Mishalem Ma Shenenes, Mitech HaChanus Mishalem Ma Shehezika. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah that if it ate from the entrance to a store, he pays what it benefited. Surely this was through bending its neck. If it ate from inside the store, he pays the damage. My Kadoin, how can we answer this? I'm Rabbi Yosi Babun, Tepate Kishahaya Chamo To'un Gedi'im, Vashas Avrosam, Pashtu Savreim, Va'ochlu Mipesach HaChanus, Mashal Mashenenes, Mitech HaChanus, Mashal Mashenevika. Rabbi Yosi Babun answered that in our Mishnah, a donkey was carrying kids facing to the side. When they passed by, the kids stretched their necks straight without bending them and ate from the kid the entrance to a store. He pays what it benefited. From inside the store, he pays the damage. Rav Amar Achla Sa'irim Mishalem Tevin. Rav says if it ate barley, he pays the amount it would have eaten of straw. Atani Rabbi Chia Upalig, it should say Lefichach Im Achla Chitin Shehen Rois La Harei Zu Petura. We have a Tesefta of Rabbi Chia that says, how does he pay what it benefited? We estimate how much a man wants to pay to feed his animal something proper for it. Therefore, if it ate wheat, which is not proper for it, he's exempt. This implies that if it ate barley, which is proper for it, he pays the value of barley. The Gemara does not answer this question. Shinas va'achla mishalem nezek shalim. If it deviated and ate, he pays full damage. Ma'o shinas va'achla mishalem nezek shalim. The Gemara asks, what does it mean if it deviated and ate, he pays full damage? Any proper shuni is a tolder of keren, which pays only half damage. Aifa kupasei musheles la'achirav. If his basket was hanging behind him in Rosh Hasharabim, and a cow stretched its mouth and ate from it, he pays full damage. If a long bundle of grain was in the entrance to a store, half was inside and half outside, and a cow stretched its mouth and ate from it, he pays full damage.